experience in these games now matter at this time of year, now that you're here again?
I mean, it plays a little factor, but when it comes down to it, it just comes down to us playing good. I mean, executing when it comes down to it. I mean, there's going to be a lot of young guys that don't have a lot of experience to come in here and make big plays, and there's going to be a lot of older guys that come and make plays. So it really doesn't matter how many playoff games you've been in, just, you know, just taking it play by play and just trying to, you know, be consistent.
Phil asked you to do a whole lot of things on this defense in terms of being in the box, being outside the box, covering, run support. Yeah, how much have you, taken pride in your overall versatility with your game?
I mean, the more you can do, the more valuable you are. And really, it just comes down to if Bill gives you an assignment or a role for that, you know, for that game, just got to go out there and just do the best you can. And, you know, just working hard. And, you know, it's worked out for me. But, I mean, anything can change at any moment, you know. So I just got to go into the game the same mentality that we've been going into for the last 21 games, including preseason, and just go out there and do what he asks, pretty much.
Much has been made about Peyton's drop off this year in performance. Yesterday, your head coach said he will never underestimate Peyton.
Man, yeah, don't do that.
Will you never underestimate Peyton?
Nah, Peyton's Peyton, man. I mean, then the playoffs, they have a good team, and he's a veteran guy. He knows the game, and he knows how to slow the game down for himself. And he's Peyton Manning, bro. I mean, when you hear about him, everybody knows about who he is, so you can't really underestimate him. So I agree with Bill on that. I mean, he's a baller, so. And he's playing good. He has good players around him. So he's gonna lead his team, you know, and we're going to try to do the same thing, go out there and just try to get this W.
Hey, Pat, with Denver's passing concepts based off a lot of run action, how difficult is to diagnose pass versus run? And what's the difference between Peyton or detached from center and Osweiler under center?
Just reading your keys. I mean, sometimes you might get a jump on certain things, but when it comes down to it, just reading your keys, you know, you can't be looking in the backfield when your guy's running past you, like certain things like that. So just really focusing in and doing your job and just trust that everybody else is going to do their job. And the guy's got to rush a passer, and the guy's got to cover. And just do it like that.
Tom Brady was in here a few moments ago, and you mentioned about Robert Kraft, and he was talking about how he sets the tone for success. And he actually mentioned he sits in some of the squad meetings. Yeah. And, I'm curious what you see from that, you know, and what that, as a player, what that... Yeah. How you do that?
Yeah, every morning we see him in the squad meeting. And he's sitting right there in the back, just, you know, paying attention. And that's good to see as a player. You know, most owners aren't really doing that. You know, he's in there just paying attention. He's always walking through the locker room, seeing him working out and stuff. So it's good to know that he's working just as hard as we are. You know, and we're on the field, he's off the field, and you know, it's good to know. Just good to know that your owner has your back, and he's going to be there to make sure he knows what's going on. Also. And, I mean, it kind of, we like Mr. Kraft, call him Mean Mug. Mean Mug, that's our little thing we got. So, it's good. It's very good to see.
Where did that come from?
It's a couple jokes.
there's a lot of turnover in certain parts of the team, but it seemed like the safety room, you know, with you, Devin, Duran, you know, Nate, Tavon, everybody has been here for, you know, at least a couple years. What's the chemistry like there? It seems like you guys all get along. What's the chemistry like in that room, and how does that translate to the field?
It's kind of like we're all brothers in there. You know, we work hard. We're always competing just so we can make the best plays and, you know, stuff like that. And on top of that, like off the field, we hang out. So when you have a group that's close-knit like that, I mean, you're going to be able to just look at somebody and they know what you're thinking, you know, and just trusting that person. And sometimes you make a bad play, you're gonna get made fun of, you know, and that's what keeps us, you know, keeps us level. You may have a good play, cool, you're a bad play, you're gonna hear about it the next day, so, or even on the sideline, you know. So it's good to have guys around you like that keeps the competitive edge in you.
Everybody knows Tom's the leader of the offense. I'm curious from your perspective and the guys defensively in that room, who's the leader of the defense, or is it a collective effort?
It's kind of a collective thing, man. I mean, it's not a bunch of rah-rah guys, just guys out there doing their job and holding each other accountable for doing what they're supposed to do. You know, it takes 11 guys to do their job on one play to stop the play. 10 guys do their job, one person doesn't, it's a big play, you know. So we just hold ourselves accountable, and we let the play on the field be our leadership, I guess.
one of the newcomers to the secondary as a cornerback is Justin Coleman. What are your impressions of him and his development this year?
Yeah, Coleman's a good young player. I mean, he's been through a little adversity, you know, with his injuries and stuff, but he's a good player, man. And he's young, and you know, I feel he's gonna get better. And this is his first year, so I mean, he's gonna have some, you know, little rough spots, but he's good, man. He's learning. He's learning pretty fast, and you know, we're depending on him to, you know, make some plays.
Season where you played up near the line of scrimmage as often as you are this year, and how would you sort of describe how your role has evolved as the years going on?
I mean, years change, defenses change, game by game, you know, game plans change. So, I mean, it really just comes down to whatever the game plan is for that week. You know, sometimes I'm back deep more, sometimes I'm a real up close, sometimes a receiver. Just a matter of the game plan and what we have to do for that game.
Has there always been a comfort level with you playing up sort of close, or did that take time?
I like to be in the action a little bit, so you know, it's keep me down there and just let me play it. But it really just comes down to whatever Bill wants. You know, Bill wants a certain, you know, fit or a certain, you know, certain way we execute a play, then that's just how we got to do it.
Bill has generally asked you to cover tight ends pretty frequently this year, and in general you're giving away 5-6 inches, 40-50 pounds to those guys. So for you, what's the key to stopping them?
Technique. I mean, working out, making sure you're strong, making sure you're explosive, and it's more just technique, man. Just having the mindset. Just every play is different. You know, you might cover someone this play, next play he might get you. So, and you're thinking about, oh, I did a good job that last play, so I should be good this play. But nah, you know, things happen. You know, everybody gets paid. They're good players in the NFL. So it just comes down to just being a technician, play by play. Every single down's a different down.
Do you think you're a faster safety at this point in your career? Phil mentioned that after the game the other night. He said you can run very fast. That's one of the reasons you can cover tight ends really well. I'm curious, you're older now, but are you faster?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I'm just playing football. I mean, I don't really think about me being faster or slower, just playing football and just kind of slowing the game down for me, like mentally, and it makes you play fast.
Gary Kubiak has been in the NFL. Owen Daniels has followed Houston. We saw him last year in Baltimore, this year in Denver. What makes him an effective tight end in that offense?
Owen's good. He's savvy. He's a savvy dude, and he has good hands, and he can block. And he's like an all-around tight end, you know. So he's a very good tight end. Even Virgil is pretty good, man. So they have a good core. They have a good tight end core, good running back core, receiver core. I mean, they're just a good team, you know, and Owen Downs is a key part to their offense. So we have to find a way to, you know, kind of limit him a little bit.
Okay.